This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today, in fact, we conclude our study of the topic, Does God Mean What He Says, by addressing our attention to the Christian life. There are many who say that once you become a child of God, you have no further worry, there's absolutely no problem at all, you have the assurance of everlasting life, no matter how you live. I once was driving along the highway and noticed a tent meeting in session, and so I simply pulled over to the side of the road because I could hear well from my car. And I stopped and listened for a while, and the man was preaching on the doctrine, once saved, always saved. And in emphasizing this point, he said, since I have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, I could not go to hell even if I wanted to. I have in my possession another little booklet in which a man says that all the sins a man can commit, from murder to idolatry, have nothing whatever to do with endangering his soul, and all the good things you can do in obedience to God's word have nothing to do with your going to heaven. That it all depends upon this single basic act of believing. But my friends, the Bible does not teach that. It teaches, of course, the security of the believer, but that is conditional. It's conditional upon that believer remaining a believer and remaining a faithful believer. Notice carefully as the Apostle Paul writes to those who are sons of God in the Galatian letter. In Galatians chapter 3, he had said, so then you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. So he's talking to people who become sons of God. They're no longer sons of the devil. They are now in Christ where salvation is. Therefore, their souls have been saved by the blood of Christ. They have put on Christ, therefore they have put off the filthy rags of their own sin. And yet notice how Paul warns them in the 6th chapter. He points out that, be not deceived, God is not mocked. And that means you can't make things turn out in any way other than how God said they would. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, friends, if it is to be said truly of any of us that we have mocked God, what we've got to do is to take some kind of seed and make something else come from it. If you can take a turnip seed and make an orange tree grow from it, then it can be said of you that you have mocked God. But the Bible makes clear that every seed brings forth after its kind, Genesis the 1st chapter. And that's what Paul is saying here. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone fool you. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, we all know that as pertains to agriculture. We all know that when you plant spinach seed, if anything grows at all, it's going to be spinach. If you plant corn, if anything grows, it'll be a corn stalk. But we tend to lose that wisdom that we have in ordinary affairs of life when it comes to our souls. Notice that Paul says, he that soweth to the flesh, and that means anybody that lives a life not in harmony with gospel teaching. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. That means he'll be lost in hell forever. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And be not weary in well-doing, for in so doing you shall reap if you faint not. In other words, the reception of eternal life is conditional, even for the believer, even for the child of God, upon his not growing weary and fainting, upon his not ceasing to live a life of sowing to the Spirit and beginning to live a life of sowing to the flesh. Is it possible for a child of God, one who's been saved by the blood of Christ, to begin to live a life of sowing to the flesh? Yes, it is. It's possible for a man to live an ungodly life, hear the gospel, be saved upon his obedience to it, live the faithful Christian life for a time, but then fall away from it and go back to living as he did before he ever became a child of God. And what warning do we have here? The warning is that if you live a life, even as a child of God, of sowing to the flesh, you will of that flesh reap corruption, and that means to be lost forever. My friends, God is faithful not only to his promises, but to his warnings as well.